Fall is just around the corner, and home is the center of it all. At Ashley, seasonal decorating's a breeze with their range of designs and materials. Snuggle up on a family-friendly sectional or an ultra-modern sofa. Or gather outside and enjoy the crisp, cool air with a new fire pit or conversation set. From minor refreshes to total overhauls, Ashley has the essentials to make your home fall functional and fabulous. Shop in-store or visit ashley.com today.
Is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Oh yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yeah, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Take charge of your upgrades at T-Mobile.com.
Phone now via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. 1 year upgrade requires financing, qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
The JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to be hanging out with you for one more hour. Thank you to everybody who's been locked in for the first 3 hours of the show. It's been a busy one. I mean, we have talked about everything from Aaron Rodgers' potential replacement and Zach Wilson. Could it be Tom Brady? I don't think so. Somebody brought up Colin Kaepernick. In the last segment, somebody told me it was National Video Game Day. I had no idea I'd be sitting here talking about Time Crisis and Super Mario Brothers, but I did. Talked about the Jets' horrible history. We had a guy from New Orleans just disrespect Atlanta, because that's what Saints fans do. It's just how it goes. And then we're going to talk about Kevin Porter Jr. in a few minutes. It's a terrible situation. And we have seen issues of domestic violence before in sports, unfortunately. There are people listening to me who have unfortunately dealt with it. And the NBA has an opportunity to, I don't know, do something right for a change. Everybody wants to be politically correct for so many of the wrong reasons. But I'll get into that and explain momentarily. If you want to talk to me here, the number is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can find me all over the place. I'm on the internet, not difficult to find. That is at JR Sport Brief. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Dave Shepard is holding it down for us in New York City. You could be on the Odyssey app listening. You could be on your local affiliate, SiriusXM 158, or smart speaker. I say thank you. So you could be driving to or from work. You could be driving home. You could be driving to your mistress's house. You could be doing whatever the hell. I don't know. I'm just glad that you're here. Just try your best to stay out of trouble. Obviously, a lot of talk surrounding, Aaron Rodgers throughout the course of the day. We've also talked about the Steelers, the injuries that they've had to deal with on both the offense and defensive side of the ball. Cam Hayward having surgery on his groin. Deontay Johnson, not a fun thing when the wide receiver has issues with his hamstring. But that's the world that we live in. And then also, how about this? I can't forget this. Before we went to break, we've talked about Jim Trotter, former NFL media analyst, who is suing the NFL for discrimination and its hiring practices, letting him go, not renewing his contract, following him speaking up and out against Roger Goodell in a public forum when it comes down to their hiring practices. And he's saying he's being discriminated against. So just a lot of things going on. Even Jerry Jones was mentioned in the lawsuit at one point, privately telling Jim Trotter in a conversation, hey, if black folks want to have a bigger role in the league, then they should just go ahead and make their own. So just wild stuff all over the place. The NFL, as I mentioned last hour, and you can hit rewind and listen to it, they've admitted to being poor in regards to their hiring practices as it relates to diversity, and they have been sued by coaches. Now they're being sued by their own former media members. I don't know. The janitor will come next, and let's all be honest. A lot of it is true. I expect them to go out there and settle. Now, given the comment that I just told you about Jerry Jones, this guy talks every week, 105.3 The Fan.
But does he?
In Dallas. And he talks and talks and he talks and talks some more. And he was asked about Aaron Rodgers. Because, by the way, we also talked about the turf problem and or situation in the NFL. A lot of NFL players hate the turf. They can't stand it. And Jerry Jones, he put in his own two cents about Aaron Rodgers and going down. Take a listen.
Your thoughts on what happened last night, Jerry, with the Aaron Rodgers injury?
Well, I was sick for everybody. Everybody. Every sport, every sports fan. But we're sick about it. I don't have anything that anybody else doesn't have on the extent of his injury, but I didn't just happen so suddenly and so quick. I will say this, that when it happened, I said that's life we've chosen, not for him, but for everybody that relies on the health of a quarterback and him. And it just reminded me of how fragile a season, how it can be.
Oh, thank you, Jerry Jones. He was sick. He wasn't sick. That man slept good last night. Or maybe he didn't. He's old. I just know he slept and he got up. Good for him. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Iron is calling from in the truck. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm excellent. How are you?
I'm doing good. Like I told you, a producer, I'm not going to accuse anybody of anything because I'm calling in on the show late. But, man, Dak Prescott got hell from everybody, every national media. And you're in Atlanta, so you wouldn't be able to know the kind of hell that Dak took here in Dallas from fans and media alike. My problem with the whole thing with the criticism of Dak Prescott is no one's criticizing Josh Allen. And Josh Allen has been a turnover king since he got in the league. But yet he's been anointed as the next great one. But nobody, I've been listening, I've watched, I've checked social media. You know, I work at night, so I can check stuff all day, you know, because I'm a truck driver. I can check it all day. I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it on Sports Talk. I haven't heard on Sports Talk. I haven't seen it on the national news. I haven't seen it. No one's talking about Josh Allen. Josh Allen can throw three interceptions, fumble the ball, cost his team the game, and nobody says nothing. Everyone's talking about the Jets.
Iron. Thank you.
I'm listening.
Okay, thanks. Is one of the first things you said you just tuned into this show?
Yeah, I just tuned in.
Okay. What I want you to do, do you have the Odyssey app?
Yes, I do.
I want you to listen to yesterday's show post-game, okay?
Okay.
And I want you to take a tally on how many people called me up and eviscerated Josh Allen. I cannot speak for what anybody else says or does because I don't listen. You know, I see and listen to what goes viral, but I don't sit around watching sports shows and stuff like that. I have no idea. But I can tell you from what I know that we had a crap ton of people call last night and they destroyed Josh Allen. Talked about his regression, talked about his turnovers, and you can certainly take a listen. This is what I also know. When you are the quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys,
you are going to get
attention, positive or negative. Okay? Let me finish. As you know, the Dallas Cowboys are the most valuable sports franchise on earth. The opportunity and the job giveth and taketh away. He is overly criticized on one hand, and then I think for an average to slightly above to good quarterback, I see him on more commercials than anything else. And that reason is because he plays for the Dallas Cowboys. So on one hand, I can't fully agree with you on Josh Allen because I've seen and heard criticism. And then on the other hand, I think for Dak, I don't think it's fair to compare him to anybody because Dak plays for the most valuable sports franchise on planet Earth.
I get it. I just want people to – my thing is, because I'm a man of consistency. I want people to keep the consistency. You know, like with Michael Irvin back in the day when he was having the rape charges and stuff coming up and the media was killing him. But once they found out he was innocent, Michael Irvin said something that I live with and I hold – this is it's part of my vocabulary. Keep that same energy. Keep that same energy that you have for that. Give it to Josh. Don't talk about it just today or tomorrow. Give it all week.
That's a hell of a comparison to equate to this. When it comes down to gameplay, that's not the way the world works. That's not how sports works. And when you are in an elevated position as the quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys, it comes with the territory. And I certainly think he knows that. And when he's cashing his checks for his sponsors and he's hearing the criticism, he knows that. Yes. Well, thank you, Iron. Appreciate you.
No doubt.
Yeah, like how he plays for the Cowboys, man. It's like it's what it is.
You feel like Romo got it worse or better than Dak?
I don't know what the comparison is, man. When you play, if you ain't out there winning the Super Bowl, you gonna feel it.
Right.
I don't know if I'd peg one dude over the other when it comes down to criticism. I found Tony Romo to be a much, 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 much better quarterback. Unfortunately, he got hurt. That's just the nature of the beast. So, you play quarterback for this team, you gonna get the crap. Like, what people killing Josh Allen, this is what it is. 855-212-4CBS. Bill is calling from Atlanta. What's up, Bill?
What's going on, Chief?
How are you?
I'm doing good, man. I appreciate you and your crew keeping me up through my shift during the night, man.
You're welcome. What do you do here in Atlanta, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, man, I do security, man.
Okay, cool. I ain't mad at you.
Yep, yes, sir.
What's up?
I got 2 points I'd like to make, Chief.
Okay.
First, I'm about the Jets fans. They act like the world has ended. Of course, Aaron Rodgers has gotten hurt and everything, and I know that's a bad situation. But then if you look at the big picture, he's really not going anywhere. He's still on the sideline. And then you have Zach Wilson, who has a MVP quarterback to sit there and learn from.
What, on the sidelines? What good is he doing on the sidelines? They'd rather have him playing.
I mean, I know they'd rather have him playing, but I mean, he can still play coach a little bit, you know, help Zach out a little bit. You know what I mean? Give him some insight.
I wish that was going to make so much more of an impact, but we know that ain't the case. I appreciate your optimism, Bill, but we know that ain't the case.
It's better than trying to get a quarterback out the closet. trying to bring all these old quarterbacks out the closet.
Yeah, well, yes, Aaron Rodgers isn't going anywhere. The New York Jets are still going to probably have to add a quarterback to the roster, even if this isn't one of these big superstar names that everybody talks about. But let's not give Aaron Rodgers too much credit for sitting around on the sideline. There's a good portion that we won't even see him for a while because he don't need to be standing or sitting nowhere with no boot.
That's true. That's true. That's true.
You ever pop your Achilles, Bill?
No, man, I ain't did nothing more than fracture an ankle.
Okay. Did you have to wear a boot for that?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. How long?
Probably about four or 6 weeks. I'm not actually sure. It's been so long ago.
Oh, you sound like a tough dude, Bill. So I'm sure you healed like Wolverine. Hey, good for you. Oh, hey, Bill, thank you for calling from Atlanta.
I'm an old dude. I don't heal that good. But anyway, my next thing is about your caller from New Orleans talking about my city.
Yes.
And what I want to say is I got 2 bets for them. One is I bet the Falcons have a better record than the Saints at the end of the season. And number 2 is I bet if you ask anybody in the country what city would they rather live, I'm willing to bet Atlanta would come on top. And one more other thing. Does he know that Atlanta is the Hollywood of the South?
Here we go.
And that's all I want to say.
Okay.
And I've also lived in New Orleans for 3 years. I've been born and raised here in Decatur, but I lived in New Orleans for 3 years. Had a good time, but I didn't see all that.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Bill.
I appreciate you, boss.
No doubt about it. Pulling me between two of my favorite cities right here. Shout outs to everybody listening on WWL. Now we just going to have a New Orleans. How I get in between a New Orleans Atlanta beef? Everybody treats me good in New Orleans. Everybody treats me good here in Atlanta. I mean, what am I supposed to do now? I'm supposed to be the referee here? I'm just going to let everybody throw jabs and shots all back and forth. Two great cities. How about that? 855-212-4CBS. Ralph is here from Miami. What's up, Ralph?
Good afternoon, Jerry. Thank you for having me on your show.
Okay, no problem.
Very quick, Jerry. Before we go, like you said to, or already from your previous caller, yes, everything was already criticized by Josh Allen. If you did not hear the show, I felt bad about him because everything was said. Even me, I didn't have a chance to call because you had so many callers on the line criticizing Josh Allen. As far as Dallas, come on, that's America's team. Everybody knows that. Everybody knows that Dallas has to do something. It's mostly that's why Dak doesn't win a Super Bowl. It's the whole country that's criticizing that, not just the media. It's the whole country, all the Dallas Cowboys fans criticizing that. There's more Dallas Cowboys fans in this country than any other team. So let's not do that to Dak versus Josh Allen. And on the other thing, I'm really disappointed on losing Aaron Rodgers, JR. I feel like this season I was looking into the Jets having Aaron Rodgers versus the Dolphins, and I was going to see how this AFC was going to play out to be. Who was going to win it this year. But it's just like this year is just like it's a complete diversion change. It's like I don't know who's going to be basically even win it from what I'm able to see with Josh Allen playing the way he's playing and the way Jets basically going to have to play Zach Wilson to see how he's going to play versus real competitive team. And that's going to be where the defense is going to do their job, but I don't think he's going to do his job.
It's one game for Josh Allen. Nobody knows what Zach Wilson is going to do. And in the Miami Dolphins, yes, it's nice to see Tua throw 466 yards. Is he going to be available to throw half of that for the rest of the season? So I still think, and then you didn't even mention the New England Patriots, who they didn't completely just fall apart. Mac Jones actually looked improved. And so I think even though, yes, Aaron Rodgers, and it is a loss, and thank you, Ralph, for calling from Miami, it's a loss for the entire league not to have him out there. Whether you want to root for him to win or lose or have a bad press conference, whatever it is, it stinks. It stinks not to have a star out there playing. That's just what it is. Big C is calling from here in Atlanta. You're on the JR Sport Reef Show.
Hello?
Yes, you are live on the radio.
Hey, how you doing, buddy? Hey, look, I'm not going to talk but a couple of minutes, but I just want to say.
Whoa, not a couple of minutes. How about you give me 30 seconds?
Oh, sorry, okay, real quick. How can anybody compare, I didn't even want to get into that, but how can anybody compare Atlanta with New Orleans? Look, they have back-to-back national champions. The Braves got the best record in baseball, and 2 years ago we won the World Series, and it wasn't for the coach, we would have won the Super Bowl because all they had to do was run the ball 3 times and kick the field goal. And Atlanta is an international city. We've had the Olympics, and a fool would compare. Look, New Orleans got its own little cuisine. You want to eat some crawfish and stuff. Atlanta got hip. We got it all here in the ATL.
You never heard of Cash Money? I mean, what are you talking about?
Hey, look. Not on the Cash Money, but...
You don't like Juvenile?
Look. I know all about that.
What's your favorite Juvenile song?
But what I'm trying to say is...
That's Mystical. My bad. Go ahead. Oh, he fell off. How about that? I don't know. He heard Mystical and Juvenile, and he decided to fall off.
They crossed him up, Jerry. You broke his ankles.
What? Mentioning Juvenile and Mystical?
apparently, he drew a blank there.
And Juvenile, Mystical. BG is home now. BG is back.
You left him tongue-tied. So much
Lil
for a couple
Wayne,
minutes.
All these New Orleans rappers, Silk the Shocker, Master P, just... I can go on and on.
Yeah, now you're just showing off.
No, it's tons of artists.
That's impressive.
Yeah, but it's like I said, it's just a football thing. Ain't nobody thinking about the Braves. New Orleans fans, and it's just Saints and Falcons. That's the comparison.
You're telling me Ted Turner doesn't matter in Atlanta?
Ted Turner?
Yeah.
And what about him?
Well, I know he's not, you know, there anymore in terms of being Braves leadership, but he was a huge deal with Turner
What does that have to do with the Saints and the Falcons?
Well, what you said the Braves don't matter. What I'm telling you is, I remember a child of the 90s. The Braves were the second biggest team in all of baseball outside of the Yankees. What am I missing here?
Save yourself.
I'm being
when it comes down
objective.
To
yeah.
Atlanta and New Orleans, it's football. Of course, the Braves matter. When it comes down to the beef, the Braves have nothing to do with it. They don't matter. That doesn't factor in. It's as simple as Falcons, Saints. That's it. That's it.
Nobody is beefing about
the Braves. And no, uh-uh.
I didn't realize that was a big rivalry.
It is a huge rivalry.
Is it?
Huge.
Is it? It's Cowboys, huge. Giants, Packers, Bears territory, JR?
From a regional perspective, it's different. It is different. It is a huge rivalry. I'm telling you, if you walk through a supermarket or you walk down the street and you happen to have on Saints gear, it's endless. If you go to a tailgate here, and I've been to tailgates here for Saints games, and I've seen the Falcons play out in New Orleans. It's nonstop ribbing. It is a regional thing. It's regional, man. It's the South. It's regional.
Gotcha. That's fair. But to that point, I only think it's people in Atlanta and Louisiana that care about this rivalry.
Yes.
Okay, fair enough. Got it. Because everybody cares about Bears, Packers, Cowboys, Giants, Cowboys, Commanders. You get the point.
Yes, from a viewership perspective.
Yeah, Niners,
yes.
Cowboys, right. You know, Patriots, Dolphins, even to some extent nationally.
Yeah. But from a regional standpoint, yeah, it's Saints, Falcons, Atlanta, New Orleans. And a lot of it has to do with the South. A lot of it has to do with some of the comments that you've heard. Who wants to live here? I mean, people here will say it's the sewer or swamp people. It's a regional thing, and it don't have a damn thing to do with no Braves. They don't factor into that regard because ain't no baseball squad, which someone would point out and tell you as well. But it's, more than regional. There's a major, major beef between New Orleans and Atlanta when it comes down to football. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We are going to take a break, and we come back. I'm going to fill you in on this terrible, terrible, terrible situation going on with Kevin Porter Jr., someone who doesn't need to be in the NBA, someone who needs to work on his life. I'll fill you in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I've been listening since the first night you started. I remember the exact place I was, what I was doing. I didn't know who you were. I got a good listen that first night. I knew I was hooked, and I've been listening every single night since then.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Well, damn, monumental. I remember where I was. I remember where I was doing what I was doing. Monumental. That's nice. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Ooh. This is not monumental. This is actually pretty terrible, what I'm about to share with you. If you're down in Houston, shout out to everybody listening on the loop. You know about, and also if you're in Cleveland, if you are in California, USC, you know about Kevin Porter Jr. This dude is only 23 years old. He just signed a 4-year, $82 million extension with the Rockets, of which a lot of the money was not guaranteed. And in a few seconds, you are going to understand why. Now, I understand if you haven't seen a lot of the Rockets over the past few years, because they stink, okay? They're a young team. They got to learn how to win. And Kevin Porter Jr. was supposed to be one of those dudes who would help them out in getting there. He attended USC. He was suspended while there at the program, not conduct detrimental to the team. He gets selected by the Cleveland Cavaliers as a 30th pick. This guy ended up with a weapons charge while he was on the Cavs. He had a locker room tantrum at one point, yelling at the GM. They traded him for pennies on the dollars to the Rockets. He's ending up with the Rockets. He's arguing with John Lucas. He's just, unfortunately, a mess. It's really, really, really sad. And what's even worse now that we've learned is that this morning, well, not this morning, but on Monday morning, he was arrested. Allegedly attacked his girlfriend, who happened to be a former WNBA player, Kaiser Gonzarek, or Gonzarek, excuse me. She's a model, and this is New York Fashion Week, so plenty of reason for him to be in town, for them to be in town together. And just take a listen to this news. This is courtesy of NBC in New York.
Houston Rockets guard Kevin Porter Jr. walked out of the 17th precinct to an awaiting police cruiser. Porter Jr. is facing assault and strangulation charges for an alleged attack inside the Millennium Hotel. Multiple law enforcement sources with knowledge of the case say Porter Jr. returned to the hotel this morning. His girlfriend was asleep inside their hotel room. Law enforcement sources say Porter Jr. entered the room minutes later. Those same sources say his girlfriend was running through the hotel hallway screaming for help. Police arrested Porter Jr. His girlfriend was taken to the hospital with multiple injuries, including bruises on her face. Porter Jr. said nothing as he left the 17th precinct late this afternoon.
Yeah, and here's the deal. He's being charged with felony assault and strangulation. This young woman was left with a fractured neck vertebrae and a long, deep cut above her right eye. It's been reported that she is out of the hospital, and I just think Kevin Porter Jr. doesn't need to be in the league. And I understand there's a lot of questions. You might remember this last year, Miles Bridges, who just signed a one-year, $8 million contract with the Charlotte Hornets. He didn't play at all last year, and the NBA found that to be a suitable punishment and said, okay, well, ultimately, he didn't play last year, not under contract. He's going to be suspended 30 games. In addition, the NBA said he basically had time served, so he's only now going to serve 10 games to begin this upcoming season, and he's going to be back out there on the floor for the Charlotte Hornets. And I found that to just be terrible. You know, Adam Silver made an initial stand when he became commissioner of the league, and the first thing that he had to do is deal with the idiot out in Los Angeles with the Clippers, Sterling, and made a strong stance against his words and racism, etc. And I get it. Ain't nobody going to bat 100 when it comes down to this, and it's not an easy thing to do. And Miles Bridges did not play last year, and he is suspended, but make him sit out. Why are we doing him a favor? Like, they ain't no, this is not a birthright to go ahead and play in the NBA. And in the case of Kevin Porter Jr., I think he needs to be gone for an entire year. I think he needs to go through all of the counseling in the world. And he has had a tough life. I mean, and Kevin Porter Jr. lost his dad in a shooting when he was 4. If you look at what we know publicly from his life, whether it's from USC to Cleveland with the Cavaliers and weapons charges and now beating up on this woman, like, this dude got issues. He don't need to be playing in no NBA. And so the NBA right now is doing an investigation. Anything that the NBA does will supersede the Rockets. The Rockets can't do squat diddly, but kind of hold their hands up right now and say, hey, we're getting the same information, and it's up to the NBA as of right now what they want to do. And a lot of it is not going to depend on whether or not he was innocent or guilty or what have you. I don't think this woman beat the hell out of herself, but yeah, innocent until proven guilty, allegedly. And so, but I think we know what took place here. Kevin Porter Jr. posted bail at $75,000. He's going to be due back in court on October 16th. Allegedly, walked in early in the morning after a night out, and whatever disagreement they had did not need to lead to her being pummeled by a gigantic human being. Kevin Porter, man, there's something wrong. There's something wrong with this dude. He doesn't need to be in the NBA. He needs to sit down, have his life evaluated, because he's throwing it away. It's a terrible, terrible situation for the young lady. And for him, I hope he gets the help that he needs, because he needs a whole hell of a lot of it. And he does not need to be playing no damn basketball. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to more of your calls before we have to roll out.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Your credit to your profession. You're one of the rare radio personalities that actually balances facts with whatever callers call in with. I'm also a caller for Pearland, Texas, so Pearland, Texas loves you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I need to get this in there. We know we're getting close to the close and the conclusion of the MLB season. And Max Scherzer was on the mound earlier this afternoon for the Texas Rangers. Max Scherzer had to exit the game with a triceps injury, a right triceps spasm. This dude gets to the end of the year, and at his age right now, he just falls apart. I mean, he got his ass whooped playing for the New York Mets last year at the end of the year. I think the preceding years that we've seen him, whether it be out in Los Angeles, what have you, like, he got a dead arm and he's tired. Like, Max Scherzer's good when he's healthy enough, but he's done. Like, when he's pitching, I think his ERA right now is 3.77, but this ain't what the Texas Rangers signed up for in bringing him in. Congratulations to them. They can still go out there and win the AL West. They're one game behind the Astros right now. Still going to get in via wild card, but I mean, sheesh, unless they completely collapse. Let me not say that. At least they're not the Angels, who are playing for absolutely nothing. Made all those trades and had to release everybody, basically put everybody on waivers because they are in the toilet. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. And also, congratulations to Matt Olson. I know a lot of people weren't all that thrilled when he was brought over from the Oakland A's to play for the Braves, knowing that Freddie Freeman was gone, and Freddie Freeman just lighting it up, hitting more doubles than anybody you've ever seen in your life, in MVP conversation with Acuna. Matt Olson hit his 51st home run. He tied a record that Andrew Jones set in 2005, and Andrew Jones, ironically, was at Truist Park today as well, being honored. Congratulations to Matt Olson. 51 home runs ain't no joke. 855-212-4CBS. Joel calling from Corpus Christi. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, I'm my first time caller. And I think the greatest fit or the good fit for the New York Jets replacement of Aaron Rodgers will be Colin Kaepernick. I think he'd be the fit for New York Jets because that's his style of the type of offense that they display and play on the field. I think Colin Kaepernick, if they will give him a chance, he'd be a great backup or a starter for New York Jets.
We talked about this earlier in the show. It's not going to happen. You know it's not going to happen, right? You know why?
Why?
Okay, so here I'm going to run through a quick list. He's about to be 36 years old. The last time he played in the league, he was 29 years old. That's the first thing. His style of play is vastly different than the style of play of Aaron Rodgers, who happens to be one of the most accurate quarterbacks that the league has ever seen. And then third, nobody wants the distraction for a guy who no one has seen play since he was 29 years old. That's just what it is. That you don't know what he is. We haven't seen him play.
I think he'll still be a great fit for New York Jets if someone or some team would just give him the opportunity. Brady played until he was in his 40s.
Yes, but
Aaron
Tom Brady,
is 39.
Tom Brady didn't have a 6 to 7 year break of not playing professional football. And he also is one of the best and the greatest that we've probably ever seen.
I truly agree.
And so to put Colin Kaepernick in that same ilk is not fair, man. It would have
okay.
been nice,
right.
but
well,
I think that ship has sailed.
He'll bring tickets. He'll bring NFL tickets.
He'd also bring a lot of hate, and I don't think anybody wants to deal with that, Joel.
All right. Good night.
Good night. Thank you so much. 855-212-4CBS. Tony's here from Chicago. What's up, Tony?
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Go on ahead.
For sure. All right. I think the Cowboys just destroyed the Giants. And I think the Giants, they need work. They really need work, especially on the QB side. And that last caller, I mean, he's not bad. I mean, Colin Kaepernick, I mean, if you're looking at Daniel Jones right now, Daniel Jones, 15 for 28, 2 INTs, that's not going to work. That's not going to work. We need Colin Kaepernick. He can bring the accuracy. He's going to bring the running. What do you say?
Did you just hear what I told the other guy?
I did, yeah.
Well, it would apply to anybody in any team, Tony. That's not any different, okay?
Yeah, but what do you say about Colin Kaepernick going to receiver right now on the Giants?
No, thank you, Tony. Tony, how long you been watching football?
About a year and a half right now.
Okay. Yeah, not going to happen, okay?
Hey.
All right, thank you. Did you ever watch? I don't know.
They can't all be winners.
No, I'm saying he's like, hey, bring in Colin Kaepernick. I've only watched football for a year and a half, so I've never seen him play, but they should put him out there, sure.
What happened was he felt embarrassed that you literally just gave the same explanation to the previous caller. So then he was trying to readjust himself, recalibrate, and then came up with a very astronomically crazy thought.
Nah, he was playing radio.
Yeah, was
just
he?
Like, I'm on the radio. I'm going to say something cool on the radio.
I don't think he's that smart to play radio.
Nah, he was. You could tell the inflection in his voice. They need to do this. They need to do that. He's been listening to The Score all day. 855-212-4CBS. Anthony is calling from here in Atlanta. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Anthony?
Yo, JR, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, yes.
Awesome. First off, the Jets need to bring in Carson Wentz. I'm going to do that there. He was a good quarterback, but what I want to talk about is Kevin Porter Jr.
He was a good quarterback where and when. I can remember one instance and one point, and he got hurt. And he's
Eagles
been garbage since.
Before he got hurt.
Yes. And so have you seen him? Have you seen him or seen his numbers since then?
He was serving school for the Colts, too, though. He was like 27-6.
Excuse me?
When he played for the Colts, he had 27 touchdown passes, 6 interceptions. No.
You're telling. Wait a minute. You're telling me about Carson Wentz for. Wait. Carson Wentz, who doesn't have a job right now.
Yeah. Listen, he's serviceable, but that's not what I'm talking about, though. But he's
nah, you want to know? There's a reason he doesn't have a job right now, right?
He looked really bad against the Jaguars. I understand, but he is serviceable for the regular season. He is better than Zach Wilson than what they had.
We don't know that. Here's the thing with Zach Wilson, he might actually have an upside. Okay, Carson Wentz doesn't have a job right now because people are sick of paying him to turn the ball over.
they're going to get sick of Zach Wilson at some point too. So
yeah, well, it's called upside, and they have an investment into him. But go ahead, what else you got?
The first round pick, you're right. But yeah, I just want to talk about Kevin Porter, man. I think the NBA got to set a precedent. It's just crazy. We can't be having these examples out here. They got to come down harder than that one-year suspension. So I'm not sure what it is. I don't think he should be banned from the league because, you know, everybody make mistakes. Bro definitely needs some help. But I think he should definitely get more than a year, and he should do some jail time as well. Fracture, vertebrae, and her neck. Like, we got to stand up against domestic violence, man. It's just crazy.
Well, and thank you, Anthony, for calling from Atlanta. Well, I would certainly hope that the justice system can take care of that. And regardless of what his punishment is, from a New York City government perspective, yeah, he don't need to be playing ball. I agree with you. And whether it's a year or not a year, he needs to just go away and focus in on his life. And yes, people make mistakes. It's been reported that this wasn't the first time that they've had a physical altercation. The prosecutor said, and not even a physical altercation, if you want to push it into that, that at one point, in another instance, he rammed his car into her car. And so which one is it? Is he trying to kill her? As a part of his bailout, he's been ordered not to have any contact with her. And this is the awful, terrible part when it comes to issues of domestic violence. When is it too late? When someone is gone? Like, it's been alleged that this dude was punching her out. Would it have been enough for him to kill her? He needs to just focus in on life. And he's had a variety of mistakes, if you want to call them that. He hasn't necessarily had the easiest of life. It's just very, very sad what's going on with him. It's even worse what this young woman has to deal with, these experiences that she's had to deal with in relation to him. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to be back with you tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Thank you so much to everybody who tuned in and locked into the show. As you know, every single Wednesday night, I bring you a new top six list. Tomorrow will be no different. Thank you so much to super producer and host Dave Shepard. Thank you to everybody tuned in all over North America. The JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. It's a wrap, but don't move. Amy Lawrence, she's coming up next. Me, I'm gone. Thank you so much, Chef.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
I'm here to tell you about Pom Pom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. Pom Pom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use Pom Pom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at pompomathome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.
Can I get a refill, please?
No one wants to get sidelined by COVID-19, including me. I've got my work, my family. I want to be able to keep my plans. I'm getting this season's COVID-19 shot. It helps protect against COVID-19, which can cause severe illness and hospitalization. Learn about eligibility and schedule your COVID-19 shot on the CDC site vaccines.gov. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Oh, look, look who's here.